your mind right. We're talking on the mind. Sister Mary Mary, y'all are right on time. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador to and servant of the Rastafari movement. Thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Recording date, June, Sunday, June the 16th, 2013. So we must have a hold of our minds so we can see through the politicians. This fellow, Roland, let me see this man's name again, sisters and brothers. Former French Foreign Minister Roland Dumas said that basically around 2009, Britain had been preparing to go to war with Syria. And so you see how the wicked forces begin to prepare our minds. They were already dealing with Libya at that time, killing Muammar Gaddafi and destroying Libya, destroying black people and African people, agitating our minds, messing up our minds emotionally so that we would support their wicked plans based on fictitious narrative, causing alarm through lies on Gaddafi and lies on the Libyan people, so that we would stand by and watch as they kill and destroy the Libyan people, the African people, the black people in Libya, and set up Al-Qaeda and set up Al-Qaeda affiliates in Benghazi to destroy black people, jail them, rape black women, cut off the breasts of black women. This went on. But we were so alarmed and agitated emotionally by the fictitious narrative given to us concerning the actions of Gaddafi that were lies, that we said, oh, well, humanitarian purposes, gone into Libya, President Obama, gone into Libya, France and Britain and Canada, and so on and so forth. And so at that time, they're preparing us for Syria. They began to lie on Assad. They began to lie and say that Assad is some devil, wicked despot, when if he was bad, he was working for the House of Rothschild at one time. None of these so-called wicked people can do their wickedness unless financed and armed by the House of Rothschild. So when you see them begin to denigrate someone, something else is going on. Were they on the payroll of the House of Rothschild and then turned heels on the House of Rothschild? Now the House of Rothschild wants to emotionally agitate us and alarm us through the various governments they control and the various banking systems they control and the various media that they control to agitate us emotionally, alarm us so that we can now support the destruction of someone that they are now raising up to be denigrated and hated. So they began to lie on Assad and lie about what is going on in Syria. There was a student uprising. They didn't want to see bloodshed in their country. They wanted political change, but they didn't want to see people come in with guns and bombs and tanks and whatnot. But these students were moved aside very quickly. And you saw Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra come in. You saw the CIA who created Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra come in. You saw Turkey being brought in to be a gateway to funnel in killers. And this Roland Dumas talks about how killers were being prepared in Europe in those days of 2009 for exactly what is going on. Killers from Europe, mercenaries from Europe. Maybe they claim Islam falsely. But killers from Europe being prepared by Britain and the special forces, MI5 and 6, to come through Turkey to go into Syria to do what is being done now. And so all of this agitation, all of this alarm, So Yahushua is saying, take a hold of your mind. Hold fast. Keep a hold of your mind. Begin to think, to have, comprise, and involve. Comprise a thought process. Involve yourself in a thought process that will protect us from being alarmed and agitated. Regard, consider, have regard. Use our mind to regard the circumstances, to regard the political circumstances, to consider, to think in a specified way. We have been trained by the system not to think, not to regard, not to think in a specified way. Yahushua wants us to begin to think. Use our minds, use our brains to think, to consider, to hold possession of our minds. It says to hold here is to hold external things such as pertain to property or riches or furniture or utensils. And so we say that we must grab a hold of the universe. The universe as property of the Most High. The riches as furniture and utensils and goods and food. Look at this definition. We must have food. We must have goods. We must have utensils. We must have every faction of the universe as furniture of the Most High and furniture of the human family that we may live a proper life. Hold the universe as property. Begin to think in the way of Psalm 8, that we are made a little lower than the angels, that we may rule creation. So we must have a hold of this mentality, have a hold of the universe, to be used of those joined to anyone by the bonds or natural blood or marriage or friendship or duty or law, etc., of attendance or companionship. So I'm going to use the word Philadelphia to express the reality of this definition of hold. He that hath. We must be Philadelphia. We must be connected. We must be together. We must show that we are bonded, that the blood of the human family runs through our veins, and the marriage, being married to each other, being married to the concept of freedom, justice, and equality, married to Christ as the bride of Christ, as the bride of the message of liberation, as the bride of the message of deliverance and returning of the health, wealth, and prosperity to every human being under the sun. The being married to the reality that we must warn ourselves and the wicked ruling class and ruling families that the vengeance of the Most High is imminent on the wicked ruling class and ruling families for constructing a system of death, hell, and destruction. Friendship. We must be Philadelphia. We must be friends of each other. The law of life and existence. The law of the Most High. The universal law of love and friendship and companionship. So we must become Philadelphia to hold one's self or find one's self so and so to be in such or such a condition. So what condition are we in? What condition do we find ourselves in? We find ourselves in a terrible condition. To hold oneself to a thing, to lay hold of a thing, to adhere or cling to. What are we holding on to? Are we holding on and clinging to this wicked system to our own detriment? Are we like that Stevens character in Django? Are we the Uncle Toms of today Do we love the system more than we love to be friends and companions and sisters and brothers and Philadelphia of each other? Do we love to see a black man as the president of the United States and not love to see our sisters and brothers in Syria alive and living? Do we love the fact that we have a so-called black man as president of the United States and a black family as the first family of the United States of North America, and we do not care that the CIA and those affiliates with the NSA, National Security Agency, that they have committed cyber warfare on Iran and destroyed various mechanisms in Iran to facilitate and prepare the way for their plans to have war in Iran? We must lay hold of friendship and love for the human family. We must lay hold of freedom, justice, and equality to be closely joined to a person or a thing. We as persons, are we joined to one another? We must join on to one another. We must overcome all the boundaries and the barriers that separate us. We must join on to each other and join on to freedom, justice, and equality. This is the fulfillment of the Rastafari prophecy. This is what Rastafari have been preaching for going on plus 50 years and 60 years. Let's, with this mentality, see about some current events and current affairs. Keeping on this particular definition of holding on, joining, to be closely joined to a person or a thing. So we must cling to each other and cling to the idea of freedom, justice, and equality. Striking workers, Bangladeshi activists challenge Walmart on labor conditions at stores and factories as celebrities, including Tom Cruise and Hugh Jackman, celebrated Walmart. So what we have is Walmart holding their great meeting in Arkansas. I believe their headquarters is in Arkansas. And they had various celebrities come out to extol and give great accolades to Walmart, turning blind eye to the fact that not only Walmart, but all of our supermarkets and stores and whatnot, all of them use slave labor, low-wage labor, inside the United States of North America, but especially outside the United States of North America. So do we have Philadelphia love for the sisters and brothers who work at slave wage and low wage labor for Walmart and other outlets? So while they were celebrating Walmart inside the meeting, some people got into the meeting and took the microphone and told the truth of what we are saying. They cling to each other. They are clinging to the poor and the working class internationally. And so strikers were there, striking Walmart and saying that, look, you're exploiting workers inside the borders of the United States of North America. And our beautiful sister, Kalpona Akhtar, was with Democracy Now, and she is a leader in Bangladesh for workers' rights and safety standards for workers and workers' rights. Dhaka, which is a little city in Bangladesh in that region, collapsed, killing 1,100 workers. Do we care? Do we cling to one another? Do we cling to the idea that every human being on the planet is deserving of life and existence and living wage? and living wage labor and access to everything under the sun? Do we have Philadelphia sisterly brotherly love for each other? Let's move to another issue. A judge weighs the legality of the New York Police Department's stop and frisk. Justice Department calls for court-appointed monitor. The Obama administration is backing calls for a court-appointed monitor to oversee New York City's controversial stop and frisk policing program. So if the judge decides that stop and frisk is unconstitutional and unfairly targets people of color, then President Obama will appoint a monitor to monitor the situation. We say to President Obama and each other, do we cling to each other? Do we have Philadelphia sisterly brotherly love for each other? We know right now that stop and frisk is illegal. Illegal internationally, illegal universally, illegal spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. No need for a judge to rule. No need to monitor the situation. We know it's illegal. Stop it. And we say to the poor working class police officers who allowed themselves to be used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, what is the purpose of the stop and the frisk? What is the ultimate purpose of your targeting black and brown people, moving with the same issue to your world news with Solomon Commission, who interviewed Brother Carl Dix of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, Brother Carl Dix and another brother. Now, Carl Dix, a revolutionary brother. I love this brother. And I love the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Carl Dix in the 60s refused to go to warfare and bloodshed in Vietnam. He was put in jail, put in isolation, I believe solitary confinement. He's paid the price, paid his dues. He has been standing up for revolution from that time to now. And he was talking on Your World News with Solomon Commission about how the prison industrial complex, stop and frisk, targeting of black and brown, because the system knows, and I'm going to mix what Carl Dix is saying with prophecy. You see, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they read prophecy. They know the prophecy about the rise of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. They know that the black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere are the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the true Jew, the true African Hebrew, Rastafari, you are correct. Nation of Islam, you are correct. So because the wicked ruling class and ruling families know that we are the real African Hebrews, they know that the resistance will come from our community. They know that we are they who are the Messiah people who would rise up as the Messiah people with the Messiah Christ mind, with the Yahushua Christus Mashiach mind, and we would be the foundational stone. We would be the pillars that would rise up against the system, destroy the system, and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Carl Dix is saying that because they know that in the 50s and the 60s, the youth were the threat from the black community. And so they say, the wicked are saying today, we're not going to allow the youth to rise up today, so stop and frisk them, jail them, target the black community and brown community for drugs. Take out the jobs, take out factories outside of the United States of North America. Take advantage of the slave wage, low wage labor. Leave only the drug economy, the illegal, illicit drug economy for the masses of the people in the so-called ghettos, black and brown. All of this facilitated by the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the banksters. Hong Kong, HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation, we know that they facilitated the money laundering for the drug cartels and the so-called Islamic terrorists controlling all of this wicked action, controlling the drug economy, controlling the terrorist acts. And so that's the reality left to the ghettos. And so we know that the white community, so-called, are the greater participants in the drug economy inside the United States of North America, only because, and not for long, the Caucasian community has more people in their community. And so it would stand to reason that those who would make up the greater portion of the population in jail should be, percentage-wise, proportionately, Caucasian people. But we see that black and brown, 50%, 60%, 70%, and more, the population in jail. Why? Because the police refuse to target the Caucasian community. They purposefully target the black and brown community, doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And I always raise up Hitler. Hitler was raised by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families. And when the House of Rothschild were finished with Hitler and Mussolini, the House of Rothschild offed, got rid of Hitler and Mussolini. Why do you think that you will escape, poor working class, police department, fraternal order of the police, who do the wicked bidding of the wicked ruling class, destroying and brutalizing the black and brown sisters and brothers, poor working class sisters and brothers? Why would you continue to do such wicked works, doing the bidding of the wicked, to perpetuate wickedness as if you will escape, you reap what you sow? Moving to another issue. Your World News and Carl Dix began to talk about how the prisoners are going to be fasting again to protest their inhumane condition. You see, if you are politically aware, they put you in solitary confinement. Say you want to be a part of the Nation of Islam, a part of the new Black Panther Party. Maybe you're just politically aware. And it's interesting that the prisoners are crossing racial and ethnic and religious barriers. They're saying black, brown, red, yellow, and white, cross the boundaries, cross the barriers, come together, protest together that we may together overcome this inhumane condition that has been perpetuated on us. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, does not Yahushua say that the purpose of the anointing is to deliver the captives? In the New Testament book of Hebrews, does it not say that Christ leads captivity captive? That means that it is our duty to go into the jails, to go into the hells that is the prison industrial complex, and lead those captive and free up the sisters and brothers who are captive, and we lead them out of captivity. But we must lead ourselves out of captivity in order to do so. Did not Minister Malcolm X say that all of us are in captivity by this wicked system? So these sisters and brothers who are standing up, they have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, to overcome all the barriers, come together. And with the mind of Christ, whether they can articulate it this way or not, stand up against the system. George Zimmerman trial going on. this man who is a Caucasian, who is a Latino with a Jewish name, being treated like a Caucasian, is in jail. I believe he's in jail. He's facing trial for the killing of Trayvon Martin. And in order to denigrate Trayvon, they bring out his past history. I believe he might have been in juvenile detention. I can't remember because this doesn't even matter concerning this case. They want to say he was a bad man. They want to say he was a gangbanger. They want to say he was a terrible youth. But in this case, whatever he was has nothing to do with the fact that in the neighborhood that Trayvon was in, he was walking or whatever he was doing, this fella, George Zimmerman, begins to track him, trail him, pursue him. And George Zimmerman called the authorities. The authorities said to George Zimmerman, cease tracking Trayvon. Let us, meaning the authorities, deal with whatever threat Trayvon represents. But you leave Trayvon alone. George Zimmerman pursued Trayvon anyway, and then killed this unarmed black man in youth, Trayvon Martin. Whatever Trayvon did in his past has nothing to do with that reality. So do we cling to Trayvon? Do we cling to one another? Do we want to see a day when you can be black, brown, red, yellow, or white, and go anywhere on the planet and not have your life be at risk? This is what it means when the scripture in Revelation 3:12 says you're in the temple and you will go no more out. That means everywhere is the temple. And I will look at you as the temple. And George Zimmerman should have saw Trayvon Martin as the temple. And so racists are rallying around George Zimmerman, who is a Latino who has a European Jewish name, but the racists, not knowing that they are being victimized by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families, rallying around George Zimmerman against Trayvon Martin. So we say to all of us, rise above the barriers and the boundaries and cling to one another and know that the wicked ruling class and ruling families are the true enemy of black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white sisters and brothers. Civil rights veteran Chokwe Lumumba has been elected mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, once a center of racial abuses. And so we say, right on, Chokwe Lumumba. You've been a struggler for freedom, justice, and equality, and we pray that you cling to those ideas, and we will cling to you. And I'm reminded that the situation of voting is under threat. Our protection, the voting rights protection, is under threat. And so, sisters and brothers involved in I believe it's either Mississippi or Alabama, having rallies concerning these issues, invited Minister Louis Farrakhan to join in the protection of the rights of sisters and brothers. And Minister Louis Farrakhan said, yes, I will go. And he and a portion of the Nation of Islam have gone. And we will look and see who will yet cling to the issues and cling to the Minister Louis Farrakhan, who will be peeled away and affrighted, given emotional agitation, made to be afraid, who will have a hold of their minds and remain true to the cause and not fear being united with the nation, not fear being united with Minister Louis Farrakhan. When he was in Detroit not long ago, I saw John Conyers in the audience. I saw other sisters and brothers affiliated with government of Detroit, Michigan, affiliated with the NAACP. Minister Farrakhan was talking about how the wicked ruling class and ruling families, how the House of Rothschilds, those European Jews who are not Jews, who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, not talking about the poor working class, but talking about the wicked ruling class, how they are the ones who are destroying the city of Detroit through all of the wicked machinations that we have described earlier. And I saw John Conyers nodding his head. I said to myself then, I wonder, would these wicked forces go after John Conyers and others? And that is exactly what happened. The wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families through the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the watchdog of the wicked ruling class in the synagogue of Satan, have been sicked. See, the word sicked has the word sick. And so Foxman and the Southern Poverty Group, they have been pressing on the minister and pressing on they who would support the minister if left alone. But you see, the mind of agitation, the mind of fear, the John Conyers has been made to kind of renounce Minister Farrakhan again, and others have done so. But we say, come on, Brother John Conyers, it's too late for all of that now. You're a little older, you've been standing up. Let's not be agitated. Let's have a hold of our minds. Let's continue to cling to one another, unite with one another, unite with the cause of freedom, justice, and equality. Unite with the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahushua. Never mind these people. We're going to have to die one of these days anyway. Let's take a stand for righteousness like Dr. King said. Learn that we must have a cause to live and die for, then our life is worth something. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Selassie people.